Garrett Roach is in the house, and welcome, Garrett. I think he's on his phone. He might be trying to call international right now. He may be trying to call Brazil. I don't know if that's the case, but if so, maybe we'll get Natalie online, or we'll just chat and check in with Garrett on this New Year's Day. Garrett, how are you?
Well, good afternoon, Kieran. Happy New Year. I am just splendid. My New Year has already been smashing. I was indeed going to have some international callers on, but I have plethora of entertainment. I'm a well-prepared person because people are enjoying themselves with their families, and a combination of some people are also having phone difficulties. But Natalie did send a message a little while ago to send you her best, Kieran.
Oh, and thank you. Thank you.
She said, Feliz Ano Nuovo, which is Happy New Year in Portuguese.
Ano Nuovo.
Yes.
Brazilian Portuguese. What an awesome language that is. Boy.
Thank you, Natalie.
Well, I appreciate that message sending there, Garrett, and we'll be right back. And then
definitely I also have some shout outs to some people.
Let's
too.
Do some shout outs and check in just a minute.
And, absolutely, Kieran. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today.
Much more than welcome.
Awesome. Garrett Roach, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kieran Riley, for having me.
How's it going?
Better than ever.
Good.
Better than ever.
Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, my friend.
Is it a positive one so far?
Extremely positive.
I think so, too.
Because just this morning, I was speaking with Mr. Robert O'Brien's uncle, Michael O'Brien, who's in his 70s. He was previously on a broadcast with us as well. And he was going to come on this with us, but they're having some phone trouble now. But I spoke with his son, it's been many years, William, who informed me that more than likely, it sounds very good that he's coming in May for about 4 or 5 days.
No,
I can't believe
kidding.
It.
No
yes.
kidding.
So this would be Robert's cousin, William O'Brien.
William, from, and is he the older man?
From Tralee, County Kerry as well. Michael's in his 70s, but
right.
This would be his son, William, who would be
gotcha.
Michael.
I'm trying to keep track of all the O'Briens here, and it's tough.
There might be more to keep track of before it's all over, believe me.
All right,
but also
true.
To answer your question about Natalie, she is coming on.
No way.
She's the best.
No way. She's coming
on because Michael can't. And due to the phone issue, but I was a little off on my pronunciation there. I look back at it. I apologize, everyone. I said Nuovo. It's Feliz.
Nueva.
It's Feliz. Nueva. Feliz Ano Novo.
Novo, not
yes.
Nuovo.
Yeah, that's correct.
Novo.
Yes.
Okay, like Novo. Okay.
And I can also straight away give shout outs to two people I know 100% are listening.
Do it, Garrett.
David Linter and his lovely wife, Carrie, and their dog, Lucas, on Warren Street here in Hudson.
Nice.
And also Masahiro Oishi in Japan, my pen pal and dear friend of 14 years going on now.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding one bit. And a couple other shout-outs to people out there. My new pen pal, who I feel like best friends already for years, her name is Katie. She's out in Sunnyvale, California, with her husband, Pramod.
Okay.
And also another recent pen pal from Nepal, Rajesh, who has come forward and said he's 100% joining the Positivity Group as well as the Letter Writers Alliance.
That's amazing.
And he'd like to meet some of my current pen pals as well, which has given me an idea. I am going to check with each pen pal, as long as it's all right with them, if they're comfortable with it, I'm going to make up a list of pen pal names and addresses and circulate it. And introduce people myself. I've already done it with two out in Vista, California, actually.
That's amazing.
They both live in Vista, but they didn't know each other until I introduced them for all the way across on the East
Coast.
Garrett,
you're working magic. You're an international man. Who would have thought? You're just all over the place. This is fantastic. Go pen palship. Way to go.
Thank you so very much, Karen.
All right, big shout
and
out
I
to
also,
all those
folks. If there's time for it, also? I also brought my Boron here as well.
You brought the Boron?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
it's
man.
Right here with
have
me.
You heard any Boron jokes?
And I'd like to get in a little bit about my photography as well, if I could. But Boron jokes? No.
There's some Boron jokes. Apparently in Ireland they
not
have
in
some.
Not particular.
They have a whole bunch in Ireland. There's some good ones. It's like the there's banjo jokes. You know how we have banjo jokes? Or I guess some places they have accordion jokes? Which people like to poke fun at certain instruments.
The Irish call the accordion the box.
Ah, interesting.
There may have been some jokes about that, but not Bull Run or banjo in particular, actually. I have some good jokes I made up, though.
Okay.
In jokes in particular. What do you call it when a dentist pulls the wrong tooth?
Ouch.
Accidental.
Accidental.
And,
whoa.
And can you tell me why did the crazy judge retire?
Because he was crazy.
Because you're close. Because he was told he was too judgmental.
Oh man, Garrett, you're good.
How about this one?
All right, one more.
What did the polite telephone say to the rude telephone?
No idea.
I don't like your tone.
Oh, here we go. Let's hear a J. Edgar Hoover song right here, and we'll be right back with some Bull Run music and hopefully Natalie on the line. We want to get her on the line?
Definitely.
Okay.
A part of those glorious days when J. Edgar kept tabs on the Jews, blacks, and gays. If his enemies defied him, he'd start a smear campaign. When Hoover vacuumed you went right down the drain. Some say he was mean and vicious and crass, 'cause he'd take all your constitutional rights and kick them in the ass. And what's wrong with that? Take me back to the days of J. Edgar Hoover. Stuff your PC platitudes. J. Edgar got the job done and squashed anyone who would get in his way with their bad attitudes. Bad attitudes like Petridge, I hate him. I don't want to go back to Dixie or Swanee. That's never been part of my plan. So take me back to the days of J. Edgar Hoover, and I'll be a happy man.
There you go. That is the J. Edgar Hoover song. Yes, indeed. So we're getting Natalie on the line here. Is she there, Garrett?
She sure is. She's right here, ready to go.
All right. Why don't I just plug her on in? Natalie, you are calling from Brazil. Is that really, really correct? I have to pinch myself every time to see if it's true. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's totally real.
No way. It's real. Hi, Natalie. Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year for you, too.
All right. Thank you.
The volume's up as...
We're just going to turn your volume up for a second here. We're going to see if you can just speak loudly into that old phone and tell us, how is everything in Sao Paulo? How did your night go?
Oh, actually, I'm not in Sao Paulo right now. I'm in Porto Alegre, my hometown in south of Brazil, because I'm spending the holidays with my family.
Awesome.
And just like, yeah, but it's too warm now. You know, it's like, it's rainy. But it's too hot, you know, summer. It's very,
are you
very
kidding
hot.
Me? Do you have any idea what we're going through up here right now, Natalie?
Yeah, very. It's like snow?
It's like 0 degrees and it's snow. 0 degrees Fahrenheit, I might add, not Celsius.
Okay. South of Brazil gets 0 degrees in winter, you know. I know how it feels. But now it's summertime for us.
Okay, that's unbelievable. So the real reason why I always say that you're calling from Sao Paulo is because I actually have no idea how to pronounce the name of your hometown. Can you tell us one more time? I'm sorry.
Okay, my hometown is Porto Alegre.
Porto Alegre.
Perfect.
Well said, Karen.
Wow,
well
I did
said.
It. Is that all right, Garrett?
That's the city, and then your state is?
The state?
You can say
the
your
state is, yeah, we have like the same geography in this time, in this terms, you know, it's, we have like the states and the cities, and the state is called Rio Grande do Sul. Garrett is very good at pronouncing this state, I suppose.
Okay, I don't think I'm ever going to get that one, so I won't even try. I'll butcher it.
Oh, thank you, Natalie. Rio, the state is Rio Grande do Sul, and the city
perfect.
Hey, thank you, doll. And the city is Porto Alegre.
Porto Alegre.
Yeah, perfect.
That's the south of Brazil perfect. We're on, Natalie. Thank you. Thanks a trillion, darling. Oh, she's so sweet.
Awesome.
She's visiting her family there, where she's originally from, in the south of Brazil, right near the Argentinian border.
Gotcha.
But where she attends university was in Sao Carlos, or was in Sao Carlos in the state of Sao Paulo.
Yeah,
but she's since moved to the city.
I'm a traveler. Yeah.
You are, in a way. You are a traveler. She's since relocated now to Sao Paulo City in the state of Sao Paulo because, congratulations, she just got a new job recently in her field of computer science.
Woohoo!
Yep. Yeah.
Nice job. Did you celebrate last night? What was it like last night? Do Brazilians, I know it's a stereotype that they party all the time, but do they celebrate New Year's in a big way, or is it sort of, was it mild for you?
Depends, you know, like some people really likes party and stuff, you know, seeing fireworks. But my case, we just had a dinner and a toast with family and relatives, you know, like gets to when approach the midnight, people just like having toast, Happy New Year, you know, everybody hugging, you know. It wasn't a big thing, but it depends, you know. Some people like going to the beaches, you know, spending the time there, seeing the fireworks. I think it depends, but this part is kind of true, you know, like people really like partying in New Year. It's okay.
Cool. Well, Happy New Year to you, Natalie. I hope that it's 2018 treats you well.
Yeah.
Same for you, sorry.
Oh, that's even better.
There we go. That's good. Thank you. And I hope you don't get too hot down in Brazil right now. It's just funny to even think about anything other than frozen, freezing ice everywhere.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again. And Garrett, you want to sign off? Say bye.
Bye for now, my dearest friend. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye,
you so
guys.
Much, Natalie. Superb job.
Thank
superb.
You very much.
Always welcome.
All right. Happy New Year.
Oh, for you guys too. Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Thank you so much,
Natalie, soon, my friend. From Brazil, calling in the Monday afternoon show. So glad to have her. Garrett, thanks for again lining that up. We like to stay in touch with our friends worldwide. That's how we roll here.
So,
again, the phone number here, if you want to weigh in on anything or make a request, 518-828-0290. That's 518-828-0290. Let's rock and roll with some samba here. We'll be right back.
chegou.
Go best samba song ever right there. That's Carapicho, Festa de un Povo. Happy New Year again to Natalie calling us from Brazil.
Oh yes, Kieran, and yeah. I just mentioned to her via text on Skype about the Brotherhood say? The Brotherhood Day there, and I asked her if she's aware of it. She said, "Oh, I think so, January 1st, right?" She had a
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I have
it
the
might
most
be something
obscure,
more from years ago.
I have the most obscure celebrations from around the world. It is the Day of Universal Brotherhood.
That's right.
In Brazil. So, happy Universal Brotherhood Day, folks. I think it should be that every day in every place.
You can say that again, Kieran.
Right?
Thank you.
All right, Garrett. You have what's called a boron, when the D is silent, I think. And
yes.
It's a drum, a goatskin, traditionally from Ireland, which is, believe it or not, I actually played the boron for a little bit.
That doesn't surprise me in the least, Kieran. You seem like a boron kind of guy to me.
I'm a jack of all trades, but master of none. That is for sure. So I attempted to some noise on the goat skin, and it's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. So tell us what you're going to do here. What do you got there, and where'd you get it?
I would like to where I got the boron or the tune.
Both.
In particular. The boron was kind of a roundabout way through former housemate of mine who went to purchase some Congo and bongo drums at a gentleman who had them on sale online at his home, and he also had borons for sale, so I picked up two of them. I have a large and a small. I brought the small with me here.
Okay.
The tune is by Adrian Young and Little Sadie, a small bluegrass band down in, I believe they're out of Virginia, and it's a medley of two tunes. It would be Bonaparte's Retreat and My Love is in America. This tune sounds a lot more Irish than some of what you hear in Ireland these days. But the tune has no boron in it, and I thought I was turned on to the tune by my dear pen pal down in Durham, North Carolina, Maddie Sue.
Maddie Sue from North Carolina? Maddie with a D?
No, M-A-T-T-I-E.
M-A-T-T-I. Maddie Sue from North Kakalaki.
And she said, if this doesn't get you up and dancing, whether you like it or not, nothing will.
Okay.
And the song, this tune has no boron in it, and I started playing along with it and playing along with it, and I believe it complements it very nicely. And I apologize in advance. I'm a little rusty because I'm new at starting out.
Oh, my gosh.
But I've been
Hank Williams does Bonaparte's Retreat. Did you know that? Hank Williams.
That's actually a different song with words to it. This is an instrumental tune.
Okay.
By Adrian Young and Little Sadie.
Okay, go for it. Let's hear it.
And I've been perfecting myself more and more. A little rusty, but not bad.
Okay. Garrett Roach. Beautiful. On the boat.
Here we go.
People.
Woo! Let's get up and dance, everyone. Get the positivity group going here.
Let's go. Let's go.
Ready and raring.
So ready. Fired up.
Go for it.
Go for it. What am I doing?
Adrian by Adrian Young and Little.
Oh, I'm supposed to pull up the song
with the tune.
I thought you were doing a boron solo.
The tune has no boron in it, so you'll hear me playing
it's
along with it.
It's Bonaparte's Retreat?
Yes, by Adrian Young and Little Sadie.
All right, well, let's just hear it. Give us a few little ding-dongs on that thing, and just so people know what it is. Nice. So Little Sadie and who?
Adrian Young and Little Sadie.
Okay. And where did you find this song?
Oh, as I was mentioning, it was recommended to me that I could find it on YouTube by my pen pal, Maddie Sue, down in Durham, North Carolina.
Okay, that's right. I'm having a little bit of a slow day here. So, Adrian,
right. Here we go.
There we go. All right, Maddie Sue from North Carolina, thanks for contributing to the Monday afternoon show. Good stuff right here. Holy macaroli, Bonaparte's retreat. Let's go. Garrett Roach, are you out of breath?
Thank you, Kieran Riley. Not one bit, but I'll tell you, as I say, I'm a bit rusty, but I've only been practicing for a short period of time. And I'm picking it up more and more, just on my own.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much. We got a break right now for some...
In the spirit and in the blood.
We got a break now for some news and... PSAs and station identification. You're listening to the Monday Afternoon Show. Thanks so much, Garrett. I appreciate it.
You're much more than welcome, Karen. I wanted to say a few words about my photography, too, if it's possible to squeeze them in.
We got to go. It's 5 o'clock right now on the nose and 0 seconds.
Okay.
So we got to, well, maybe next time we'll just get into the photography.
Definitely, Kieran. Firsthand.
Okay. And it's the birthday of Ren Woods.
Thank you so very much.
Who
again,
sang this song. So thank you, Garrett. Happy New Year to you.
More than welcome. Happy New Year to you as well, Kieran. I have good vibes for 2018, everyone.
You got it.
Loads of love now.